Good morning with us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. And on a Monday, Alan, not great news. The situation in Iraq has really exploded, including some claims by militants of execution of almost 2,000 Iraqi government soldiers.
One wonders what the philosophy is that leads to this immense cruelty. On the one hand, you want to scare the enemy by acts of unspeakable cruelty. And you also assure that Obama has no way out. There's going to be this huge push for some kind of stopping of the carnage. And that's the way it always is as we go marching into some kind of situation from which we cannot get out. Times had a fascinating piece this weekend which suggested that this march onto these major cities has been years in the making. Again, there's always the possibility that many of the people, if not most of the people in Iraq, want this situation. You know, you can't take a Saddam Hussein type of situation, turn it around and say, okay, poof, you're a democracy now and you're going to behave according to Western values. The smart thing is, of course, to give them military aid, to even give them some extra money if you have to do it. But the committing of troops once again seems to me to be a door that goes nowhere except for years and years and years of our best and brightest and most important people coming back maimed and hurt.
The Democrats in Massachusetts held their convention over the weekend. They've narrowed their choices for governor to three. State Treasurer Steve Grossman, he won 35% and topped the vote. The others, Attorney General Martha Coakley and former Federal Health Care Administrator Don Berwick.
You know, David, Martha Coakley is an interesting woman. She is from the Berkshires to begin with. She is popular in that her name recognition far exceeds any of the others who were running for governor. She would seem to be the natural, except that the Democrats and the Democratic professionals watched how she really blew the entire race for the United States Senate. And Scott Brown won, and everybody remembers it. They don't have faith in her ability to put it over. They've never had faith in it. They didn't have it before the last time. She's not much of a campaigner. She's better than she was. And yet, now they all go into a primary. Grossman, who is a good man, but he's going to have to somehow tell people who he is. Name recognition in this case is all with Coakley. And what the Democrats are scared of is that if she gets the nomination, she does it again. She loses it again to Charlie Baker, who has reinvented himself, by the way. So it'll be interesting to see in the primary itself whether the voters go along with what their Democratic colleagues said. Now, remember that in Massachusetts, if you are an unenrolled voter, I am, for example, you can vote in either primary. So there's always the capacity for Republicans coming over to make trouble supporting Coakley.